This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh my!
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Chicha.
Oh boy! Yeah. It is the season finale of RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars Season 5. It's funny that they don't call it like the season finale. They're
I
just
know.
Like, this is the last episode.
This is the final episode, and you're listening to Drag Her, the only drag podcast in the whole world.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes. Also, we got to say rest in peace to...
Yes, Miss Lady Red Couture.
Miss Lady Red Couture.
Heartbreaking.
Which is so sad.
Really heartbreaking. I saw her at the Drag Queens of Comedy not too long ago.
Yes, we went together.
And it was really a fun time. She's a fun, bright energy on Hey Queen, and it sucks. It sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
We'll be thinking of her and spreading love to her and all the people in her drag queer family and birth family.
Yes, and Johnny has, I believe, a GoFundMe set up to help her family pay for stuff.
Yes.
So go to his Instagram. I'm sure there's links there. And if you can give $2, $1, $5, all that shit matters and helps because afterlife care is... I think that's what they call it. Mm-hmm. It's fucking expensive.
Oh, it's very expensive. And I think while we're saying that, there are other queens. There are so many queens who need our support. But Chichi Devane, as you know, has been recovering in the hospital from something and has posted that, you know, obviously this shit is expensive in this horrible country. And go support her and Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, Chichi Devane as well, as well as Miss Stacey Lane Matthews.
Yes.
Who's going
She's hit some hard times. Mm-hmm. She also has her Venmo and Cash App up.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you can, support queens.
Support queens, support, girl.
Support people who need help.
Especially because so many people can't work right now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I think even Alexis Mateo had a birthday recently and was also like, girl, I haven't been able to work for 6 months, so don't be afraid to support me.
Yeah, don't be afraid. If you see a queen asking for help, that's like, I think it's a huge step to be like, I need help. And I think we should all be answering the call if you can.
If you can, we appreciate
it. It's so crazy that the government hasn't given more money out.
Oh my God. This fucking shit hole
it's
on
crazy.
Fire country is really aggravating me.
It's bizarre. And then, you know, Trump, did you watch the video where he was like, person, woman, man, camera,
my TV. That's the mental test. I mean, I passed it. I was able to say them all. I know them. I'm very smart. I'm so much smarter. I like that.
I was dying. This is like the people who voted for him. I'm like, you're not watching these videos going, what have we done?
Yeah. That is the
imagine if Obama did anything like that.
Oh my God.
Imagine.
I mean, look, white mediocrity once again just being praised where it's
he's
like
he's not even like mediocre. He's like subpar. It's so
he's incredibly
a wild motto.
He's incredibly subpar, and it's so shitty how, you know, in every venue in the world, drag politics, you have to be twice and thrice as good to get some of the recognition.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Speaking of mental illness, King Tyra Sanchez has been running amok.
So I don't know if Tyra, Tyra Sanchez is dead.
Right.
So I don't know if James is mental. I don't know what's going on.
I
don't even know if it's like mental illness. I feel like they really love
attention,
ruining things.
Yeah.
They love attention and ruining things.
But see, that's mental illness, because like that's not good. Like the fact that you, when you don't care what attention you're getting, you're just getting attention. That's I forget which one it is, but it might be what sociopaths do. Or the point is that James went out of their way to ruin the finale and posted a bunch of stuff, and it was just like. And also with Shay winning, it's like, why are you doing this to attack another queen of color since you have such a pro queen of color platform?
Yeah, I truly didn't understand. And I was so bummed because I was like, ooh, what's this picture of Shay? And it was on my Explore page, and I clicked on it and I was like, dang.
But I was also like, man. They film all the endings. I saw snaps of all the endings. But, you know, she really went out of her way to post and repost and repost and repost. So, like, that's like seeking attention. That's really sick. That's not good.
I just don't understand their obsession with the show when they say they don't want to be part of the show anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing I don't get. I'm like, you obviously care deeply about this show.
Right.
You care deeply about the contestants and the host and the outcomes. Why lie? Why say that you don't care and then post all this shit?
Yeah.
Just be like, I care immensely. I'm just not doing drag anymore, but I'm here to ruin lives. That's what I'm here for.
Well, all of those posts are abbreviated with follow my new account, follow this. So like, they're just asking for attention and noise and chaos. That's why like, if you are even tempted to, I don't think you should comment on their profile because they are thriving and going to a darker place.
Oh, but the comments are fun. I mean, I think that's what I like the most. They're so wild.
Yeah.
Everybody who's just there, fellowshipping and crazy. It's really fun to watch or read.
It's really wild. It's like, attack someone. I don't know. Just attack someone who deserves it. On one positive piece of news that just got announced. Did you hear Drag Race Holland is now happening?
Wait, what?
Drag Race.
This is too much.
It's not going to be hosted by RuPaul, but they announced it today. And RuPaul's like, good afternoon, squirrel friends of Holland. Join the race.
My God.
Yeah, it's going to be
this
wild.
This is crazy.
It's going to be crazy. I mean, I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
I mean, yeah, I guess I will watch it, but like, this is too much.
it's really all consuming. I heard somewhere that there is like six more franchises on the way.
Wait, really?
Yes. Because now they're just popping them out. Whatever company I think like sold Millionaire to like 800 different countries, I think that's the company that they're like using to
sell Drag Race around the world too. It's wild.
This is literally insane.
Isn't it kooky?
Not that I'm like upset about it. I'm just like, this is a lot for me to consume.
It's gonna be wild. I don't know
if I'm gonna be able to consume it all.
Right. Well, we're gonna have a lot of fun red light district runway challenges. That'll be fun.
Yes, and that's all that I know about Holland.
That and weed. Okay.
Oh, Netherlands. So it's Drag Race Netherlands.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Oh.
This is so wild.
Goofy, doofy. Am I thinking of Amsterdam? Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Amsterdam might be in Holland.
I thought
so. But guess what? We aren't scientists, so we don't have to know that.
Well, I mean, we could call the scientists, but there's no way we could get this information back quickly. So there's no way.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Sorry about it.
Sorry about it. Well, what a gorgeous finale. How fun having something nice happen for once.
It was nice.
Did you enjoy the finale?
I did too. I just in my mouth.
Ooh, I love it. No, don't. Eat, chew it. Spit it on me. Spit it on my dick. That was very Bibi Zahara Bene. That was very
I love Bibi.
Okay.
I loved that this episode starts out with like some playful, you need to fuck up so I could win.
Yes.
That was like a little, it was not terse, but I was like, yeah, y'all really want to win. This is funny.
I mean, with
that
Cracker.
You're being like so chill about it.
They're being pretty chill about it. I mean, at this point, it really is anyone's game, even though it's easily and completely Shay's game. But they're all close. They're all really close.
Mm-hmm.
Juju's been in the top three times in her life. How wild must that feel?
But she got closer. She was third runner up on her season.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know what place she placed. Was she third?
I mean, she was third and fourth on All Stars 1. I mean, right? Because they got rid of Chanel and her at the same time.
Yes.
However, I don't know what you want to, but I mean, so kind of
but this is the closest she's gotten to the title.
She got to lip sync for the crown, which is a first for her.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Good for her. She fully deserved it.
I think so. And all the queens are back. They're behind a glory hole.
Was anyone fooled by this?
No. They knew what was up. They were like, somebody's back there.
Exactly. The cameras are set up different. What'd you Google?
I've been Googling glory holes for women, and I have not figured out anything yet.
You can be the change you want to see in the world. I will set up a glory hole for you.
Thank you. That is a true friend.
Would you like it at your house or not at your house?
I think not at my house because I don't want, like, glory holes have to, like, be outside. I'm not trying to, like, fuck my cul-de-sac.
How do you feel about Griffith Park? We find a nice spot in Griffith.
That's nice. I can do that.
Dusk.
A nice little hiker comes by, his meat salty, and slides it right up in me.
And just to clarify, that was the ooh. You know, when you say ooh and you mean I like it, that was a ooh. Very Samantha Jones.
Boy.
I'll go to Pier 1 and I'll get, because they're like all dead and closing, and I'll get one of their problematic Eastern sort of like screens and we'll cut a hole in it.
Okay.
And then they'll be able to slide their stuff into you with a protective screen there.
Great. I'm very excited about this. So I've got my glory hole set up. Okay. I'm really excited. But the queens are behind the glory hole.
Yes.
And Alexis Mateo goes, wow, I wonder if we all sound this fake. And then she got this like shady, like, and I was like, that wasn't shady. They sounded fake talking.
Right.
She was just calling out the reality of the situation.
Right.
And calling out the reality of a situation is not shade.
No. The queens who were in the room were like, okay, production, can they just come out already? Like, they're like, let's talk until they finally let these girls jump out from behind there. Because you can see someone's back there, or like, it's just weird.
Yeah.
They know something's happening.
And then the queens get to all sit and talk.
The talk shit roundabout.
Oh, it's fun.
An All-Stars and favorite.
Yes.
Favorite.
I just really loved getting to the bottom of this India Farah drama.
We certainly did.
I feel like, not to be mean,
India's a fucking
liar. I would have been harder on India.
She's a liar.
But then again, I guess they hadn't seen how big of a spectacle she made. The like honest,
health,
honor, humble, health,
heterosexuality,
hearty laughs,
Hardee's the chain,
Hardee's sandwiches,
Hereditary the movie,
well. Like
hemophiliacs. She's
I guess
wild.
They didn't see how like how truly heavy handed she was in being like Alexis is a liar.
Yeah.
And I would have been like, you tainted Alexis. Like, sure, Alexis was, you know, calling people out or whatever. But like, and people online have been like, no, I don't think she tainted Alexis's like the end of her run on the show. Yes, she did.
I think she did.
She made it very shitty for Alexis to remain there by planting these fucking letters. Like, she got off so easy with just like, aren't I a stinker? And it's like, you're more than a stinker.
In a weird way, she did Shay a favor. And like, and what I mean by that is when they got rid of Alexis, they got to look like they were doing the noblest thing when truly they were getting rid of someone who was pretty strong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Alexis Mateo was very strong.
Yeah. And yeah, would have turned out both of those final, both of the stand-up she would have turned out and the dance routine she would have turned out. So
yeah, I truly wonder what alternate universe this top, like, I think she would have made top three.
I do too. But it was good drama, and what I will say is, from one basic gay to another, what India's wearing is the most basic gay outfit I've seen in all 34 years of my life. A male romper with eggplant emojis is...
It is as Jesus. If a cis white yes. costume designer was like, honey child girlfriend, bibbidi boppity boo, yes, I'm your best Judy girl. I got the best outfit for you. Okay, jump Woo-hoo. In. And here's a hat.
Will and Grace, yeah. queer as folk, and bibbidi boppity boo, you shall wear this. It is, you're right.
Yeah, it
You're
is
right.
very funny.
It's crazy and shitty.
I also love Derek's shirt that says, so nobody died. That made
Buy
me
her
laugh
merch.
Very hard.
Now,
buy that merch.
Now she needs to have a shirt that says, Relic the Opportunity.
Yes.
Because that was also iconic.
She's great.
She's great.
Really made me
happy. Angina, Mayhem, Mariah drama. How do you feel about this? This whole
what?
Self-eliminated
oh,
thing.
That made, yeah. I mean, Mariah's right. If you were going to self-eliminate, then switch up. Like, leave before.
Yeah.
Leave when Angina left. Like, don't wait. Don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Mariah could have gone further in the competition. I love Mariah. I'd love to see more of her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not for self-eliminations.
No.
But also, I'm like, do what you want to do.
Except for masturbation.
So.
That's it.
Yeah. Yes, eliminate stress with self-masturbation.
Right.
I understand being angry, but then also on the flip side, it's like, whatever, do what you want to do. You know what I mean?
I know. And
it's
then...
It's like two-sided things.
It's two-sided, but I did love that they made it really playful still, where they're like, oh, Mariah's so fun. We're like, even though they're talking shit, she's like, it's so playful in a way that's like, yes.
Yes.
That is Mariah.
Yeah, I don't think Mariah has a mean bone in her body, even when she's being, like, shady. I'm
totally.
Like, oh, Mariah, I love you so much.
Call CNN, call 2020, yeah. call the X-Files, because now Mayhem is now yelling at India, saying, I sent myself home for you, so how dare you say I was part of your thing? That's really fucked up.
Part of this campaign.
Yes. That was...
And we get that amazing shot of her and her slides, legs open, her in drag. I love it.
I live.
It was so interesting for me for India to sit there and just go, oh, I mean, what actually happened was after the elimination, Alexis goes, did you vote for Shay? And I said no. And Mayhem said yes. And then we watched the elimination. It was like, or
yes.
like whatever. And it was like, So you knew this whole time that there was no campaign. You absolutely knew.
Yes.
You were truly just either straight up lying for the sake of causing drama or lying because you wanted Alexis to go next. Or you were confused. It was weird. And I loved how Derek was enjoying it.
Yes. Derek was just relishing every second of it. It was, which is fun. And I can't tell if India, do you think India was goaded by production or India was just causing a stink?
I think people think the show is like over, like really produced, but like, I think this was of her own volition. I think it would be wild for a producer to be like,
yeah.
So, especially since they have no footage of this conversation.
Exactly.
I feel like if a producer was going to produce it, like you have the receipts, you have the conversation on tape, and then like you have the shit to back up the storyline you want to do. I don't think.
And
I think they frame things and I think they'll push you into like, you know, things, but like this was a full blown narrative that I think that she chose to go on.
And she's just like, ain't I a stinker? Like it's very ain't I a stinker. Like she kind of just like smiles with a twisted grin and you're like, no, I would be a little more mad of like, you.
Yeah,
this was great. This is crazy.
Yeah, it was interesting. I almost wish like Rue was there to moderate and had a producer in the ear to be like, "What this? Let's dig deeper. Let's figure out why you said campaign."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Campaign is a big word. Campaign. It's two syllables.
Campaign.
Two syllables.
C A M P A I G N. Huh. Me.
It's a big word.
It's a big word.
It means
with
a lot.
A sneaky, evil, hidden G in there? No, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
And I mean, I guess that's what India was being, a sneaky G.
She is truly a sneaky G, but
just a real sneaky G.
Bring her back for every season. Ooh, they should have a challenge that's called crazy lies. And everyone has to make a crazy lie up, but only one of them is the truth.
Oh, that's like two lies and a truth.
Exactly.
Right? Is that a game or is that just something I see on dating apps and want to kill myself?
It's both. It is a game and it's also on dating apps, so you want to kill yourself.
Okay. So then they like pretty abruptly stop the conversation and go start dancing.
They start doing the choreo with Todrick Hall.
Mr. Hall.
Mr. Have you met Mr. Hall?
I've never met Mr. Hall.
Yeah.
I've never been there on a dancing challenge anything.
Then that's their first mistake because.
Yes. I'm a dance expert, some say.
I would live to see them like use you because you're so flexible. You can do a split.
I can do splits. I can do cartwheels and I can do choreography. It takes me a minute.
A second. Oh my God, yeah. Skateography. You could do skateography.
Mono?
Yep.
I hate to tell you this.
What?
Tuesday, we can learn skateography!
Woo! Yes.
If you don't follow us on Instagram, Mono and I are in a skate gang.
That's right. And we will fuck you
up.
We
can't fuck you up unless you're on level ground.
Right.
Because.
But if you're on level ground and you're pretty close to us, you better watch the fuck out.
Watch the fuck out. We might get bats soon. The bats to fuck you up, but also hold ourselves up when we start to go down.
Yes, we do need it as a cane. So, and we can go really fast on the skates if our legs aren't hurting too much and you know, we feel like we get the right momentum, then you're done.
Then you're absolutely done. I just want to say before we keep talking about the episode, thank you for coming to Skate Gang. I really appreciate it. It really made me happy.
It's been the biggest accomplishment of my life. I feel like I've made it into a boy band. Like I feel so special that I get to be a part of Skate Gang. Thank you for organizing Skate Gang.
No problem. I've always wanted to be the leader of a gang.
We're gonna get so good.
We're gonna get so good. We're gonna have to pick our colors because gangs have colors.
Yes.
We're gonna have to get t-shirts. So, well, I guess maybe gangs don't have t-shirts.
They should.
But we're gonna be we're going to have t-shirts so people know we're in a gang.
Yeah.
So anywho.
Todrick says, I'm really into whacking right now, which is a great callback
to
V. Hudgens,
the High School Musical. Yes, yes, yes. Saying, I'm really into voguing right now, mm-hmm. which was so funny.
So such a good thing.
So funny that they left that in the episode.
So
also,
good.
I didn't know Shay was as great of a dancer as she is. I guess I forgot about that from her season.
I mean, I did. I knew. I remembered. As soon as it was a choreo challenge in the final week, which it always is, I was like, this is Shay's. Because she fucking destroyed that final dance challenge where they did Bring It to the Runway, that Bring It to the Runway kind of remix.
Yes, Sasha.
Trinity, and Shay, of course. And that challenge I always remember because I can't get the Trinity lyric out of my brain where she says, all this talent you can't replace, even with injectables in your face.
That's funny, though. That's funny.
That's funny.
That's very funny. That's witty. That's the best lyric of all time. I love it.
All time.
I love it.
Oh,
my God. I love it. That's
okay,
funny.
Okay.
That's funny.
So Juju's worried in the dance moment, and she's just so lovely and effervescent, and you just love Juju B, even when she's unsure.
Also, back to Shay real quick.
Please.
I love that Shay brought some sturdy strappy sandals to rehearse in.
Yes. Birkenstocks and socks.
I was like, okay, that's a choice.
Right.
But I guess if you can dance in sandals, you can dance really in anything because sandals are hard to walk in. So she was always saying they fly off her feet if they're not sturdy and strapped in, which is an insane thing to me. But she seems strapped in.
She's strapped.
Good to go.
Yeah, I'm surprised we didn't get a shady little edit from that of like, girl, you can't do the choreo and Santa.
Uh-huh.
They did the hat fall off, which is classic.
Which is so funny to be like, she might be in trouble, her hat's falling off. It's like, but she's getting the steps. Yeah. I can see the steps are being stepped.
What about Blair doing the choreography like she's Mila Kunis in Black Swan?
It was very funny. I was like, why are you doing this?
Right?
Do you think you're going to come back in the competition? Are you gonna,
right?
If Todrick's like, if you could do all three routines, you're back in the competition.
Right?
And Blair's like, thank God I was learning.
I mean, there's been gags like that in a finale. Who knows?
I just don't understand why all the queens were sitting off to the side. Like, why do they make them watch that whole rehearsal?
I guess they were going to do part of the dance. Is that why? Or they were just doing it for drama?
Well, they are in the dance at the, like, that we see later or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, to have them watch the whole rehearsal, just bring them out when they're going to learn their part.
Right, right. I mean, maybe that was probably just production being like, you gotta be there. Or also maybe they wanted them to say shit to them of like, I'm not sure about that. Like get them in their head and shit.
Maybe.
I don't know. You know, there must be something we didn't get to fully see, but my God, I love the choreo. I'm glad that we didn't get to, like, even though I thought their unique lyrics were so good, I'm glad that they spared us from seeing the recording session because we've all seen that so many times before. You know, that segment.
Yes, 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 yes.
We've done it. We did it. Now we're moving on to what's the tea?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, their what's the tea moment.
It's a nice what's the tea moment. We get a tic-tac little joke. I like that the tic-tac is the lunch. It makes me laugh. It's so funny to me.
It's really fun, and I'm glad they brought it back. I'm glad that because it used to just be tic-tac or what's the tea. Now it's both. I love that they get to connect with them. Juju B's podcast is fun, but even in this podcast, I felt like they were trying to keep they weren't trying to get our hopes up that Juju B was going to win. At least.
Oh, you think?
That's what I smelled from this edit. I think they were like, look, Juju B's good. She's fun, but she's your gal. She's the gal who's happy to be there. She's not the gal who's hungry to slay.
Hmm. I was just like, I thought it was a nice conversation. I didn't read anything into it.
I was overthinking it, I'm sure, because I was just like, I'm like trying to smell the edit. And I've been wrong before. But I like going into this episode, did you think it was Juju's? It was either Juju or Shay. You were like, it's either of them.
For me, yes. I was like, Juju has been turning it out. Shay obviously has been turning out the whole season. And I was like, Cracker's been doing a great job.
Yeah.
For me, I was like, Cracker's going to have to do something really, really gaggy.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, I agree. Even though she had, you know, she had the most wins, she did everything she does well. But like we said early on in the podcast, it just, Shay showed up and it was just like her, her, she, her. I couldn't. And I also, there's another theory I have about Shay winning. I wonder if the producers were like, people are going through a tough time right now. What if we had a winner who was just good and deserving and made our audience feel good during this cuckoo crazy time?
But I think all three would make people, like, I think this is the friendliest, nicest top three.
That's true.
I don't think you can really complain about any of them.
Yeah.
I think they all are wonderful in their own way. Mm-hmm. And I honestly think any of the three winning would have been cause to celebrate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Do for you, just out of curiosity, who was this, like, were you, I was talking with Betsy and I was like, I think this is the most, either Shay or Alaska is the most gratifying All-Stars win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, All-Stars 1 was just kind of funky all around.
Right.
I think Chad deserved it, but like the rules, there was a lot of rules and double eliminations. Like, it was just so crazy.
Like, I love everyone who won, but this one just felt like, yes. Yes.
I think I've been like pretty happy with every winner.
Yeah.
I thought Monet I think Monet deserved it alone.
Got it.
I don't think like the duel win. Okay, great. But if we were to, I've said this before. I was like, if we're going to base it on a lip sync, Monet won that lip sync.
I know.
But, you know, not to say Trinity didn't deserve to win.
She did so because, well, you know, throughout the season.
Yes.
But I see the tough position they were in. But I agree. You know, I think they planned on Monet winning originally. Some behind-the-scenes tea plant says that they were planning on just Monet winning, and then they felt there was maybe too much pressure from fans being like, they've both done so well.
I just... is. Who cares if your fans are mad? Like, who makes TV for fans? I guess everyone who makes television is trying to retain fans.
Well, now that the double win has happened, we know it'll never happen again. And
yes.
In a weird way, that's kind of the win. It's like, okay, good. We did it. Now you see, it's like when you give a kid what they want. They're like, this, we gave you, do you like that? And they're like, no.
No, I hate it so much.
I hated it. Well, the What's the Teas are adorable, but I thought Shay was just given the sparkliest edit in this What's the Tea moment.
I mean, I truly thought I don't think anyone had a better edit. I think it was just all three were really nice. We didn't talk about Blair's mirror message. We forgot about that.
Oh.
Because Blair's really trying to make her shimmy shush happen. And I'm like, for that to be your tagline and it's a sound, I was like, that's a lot that you're asking people to do.
Yeah.
Like, imagine I just started going, shh to you. And you were like, what do you do? Are you cold?
Don't tell me to shut up. Don't tell me to shut up. You also can't put that on a t-shirt, which is a real bummer. Or it's going to be hard to put that on a t-shirt.
I mean, I guess you could do shimmy
shush
with like a picture of a face doing the shush to your mouth.
Uh-huh.
And then write out shh. It is a convoluted t-shirt, I think.
I wish she went full Damien and she was like, on All Stars 5, I'm going to be a fucking cunt. I'm going to be mean. I'm going to be horrible to people. I'm going to tell them they're ugly.
Honestly, that'd be pretty funny if someone did such a hard turn on their All Star season. I came to be an asshole.
If Mercedes Iman Diamond comes back and she's like, I'm here to give you all strokes.
Opulence, you earn Epperton. Honestly, iconic. I met her at the airport and I was like, I'm so sorry, you'll hear that for the rest of your life. She was like, people say it to me a lot. And I was like, yeah, that's it. People only say the thing. It's so weird that people are always, they smile and they say something to you that you've heard 1,000 times, like they're the first person to ever say it to you.
Right.
It's so wild.
Makes them happy. Makes their heart filled with cheer. But like,
why can't you be happy just going, I really love your work. And the thing you said on the show that everyone repeats to you is also fun to me too.
Well, they want you to know that they're funny. And the only way to prove that they're funny is by saying a thing that's on the show a lot.
I know.
Well, we're going to solve the problems of the world right after this break.
Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
The break is over and now we're back. The break is over
and now we're back. Ba-da-boom. Ba-da-ba-boom. Wow.
If only I could sing.
I can't
sing. I would be a quadruple threat.
That's true.
I would be a threat to everybody if I could sing. Everybody would be like, no, here comes Nicole. She has sing.
It is very unfair, too, that people assume you can sing.
Yeah, but what can you do? A lot of big black women can.
And so they think you can. But I think that's why you should audition for more Broadway shows.
More.
I've
only auditioned for one Broadway show.
And that was...
Maybe it was off-Broadway. Maybe it may have been regional.
Was it the stage?
I think I auditioned...
What was it?
For the regional production of maybe Greece. And it was a very bad audition. I asked to sing a cappella, and the pianist played a jaunty tune, slammed on the piano, and goes, "Musicals have musical or music in them. Well, why would you want to?" He was like yelling at me, and they're like, "Let her just sing a cappella." And I was so bad.
I've sang for an audition before. And as soon as you open your mouth, you know it's over. I've sang for an audition, and then afterward, the casting director said this to me: "Have a good day, sweetheart."
Oh, no.
And it was so, I've never been so dismissed. Not even a school bell has made me feel that dismissed. I was.
Not even a school bell has made me feel that dismissed. It's very funny.
Thank you. Sickening, no?
You're welcome. Sickening, no?
So they're getting ready with all the gals. Uh-huh. Huh? All the gals are back. Yes. I like having the gals back for the finale. That's
me
fun.
Me too. I really like this season of All Stars. I think it was just really fun, really cute.
Every All Stars is different, which is the gag. Every single season of All Stars feels completely different than any other season of All Stars.
Yes.
Which is what you can love it, you can hate it, but I now I'm finally like, great, I don't know what's going to happen, and that's what it is.
Yeah, and I think that's the best part about All Stars, because
it's
like in the main seasons lately, you know, you're going to get like maybe one mean person, but like not super mean, because the girls are like, we're going to tour now, and we got to get together and be nice. But like on All Stars, I feel like, like, you got people like Alexis Mateo, where Alexis just says what's on her mind.
Yes.
Derek Barry says what's on their mind.
India.
Mariah Balenciaga, she'll be a little shady, a little cute. She's there for a key.
India.
She looks stunning.
Tell lies.
It's just, it's so fun.
It's really wild.
I love seeing the old queens again. It's like a reunion of sorts, like high school reunion.
It's an amazing reunion. And you're right, like, they already have careers, so, like, they're not trying to be crazy, but they don't give a shit if they do something a little more wild. They're just like, which I love. Really love that.
And I feel like the fandom is more hateful to the regular seasons, but that might be wrong. I might be very wrong about that. I'm not in it, so like I don't know what's going on. Although Pandora, no, they're mean all around. Pandora posted something on Instagram where she was like, somebody keeps coming for me in my lives. And I was like, why would anyone come for Pandora Box?
I don't know.
She's the sweetest fucking queen.
Yeah.
She's so nice.
She's really nice and funny.
And she only spreads joy.
Yeah. She's been a sweetheart on both seasons. And and I did see Mayhem posting. I mean, I think some queens have been posting, like, look at this really straight up awful hate speech that people are posting on my live. And, you know, Mayhem, of course, was like dealing with it very elegantly. But it's a shame that queens of color are so used to this sort of flagrant racism that we've gotten to a place of not surprised. I hate that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not just queens of color. Like, I'm saying, like, it's bad. I think it's worse for queens of color.
Yeah.
But, like, I think all of the queens are going through this thing where, like, people are being weird and making up different accounts and, like, going on their lives and saying awful shit to them. It's like, truly, get a life.
Get
a life.
Please get a life. Please pick up a book. Make a recipe.
Yes.
Go
make
walk.
Some sourdough. That takes a minute out of your day. Thank you.
Get a fucking sourdough starter. Grow that little alien that is sourdough in your kitchen.
Yes.
Go do something and walk Plant children something. In nature.
Yes. Do anything. Leave people alone.
I mean, Tammy Brown ain't never lied. She ain't never lied.
Sure didn't.
She ain't never lied. Just do what she says. So they're getting ready. Angina's adorable. Jujubee roast Derek because she's like, oh, all the memories I had here. And she's like, you were here for one episode. I liked watching Alexis. It felt like Alexis was like kind of cheering on Shay in this moment. Because I think she was like, this is probably who's going to win right now. And she was like, kind of like, with all the drama behind them, she was kind of just like, yeah, I felt some really good energy of her being like, you got this. This is your moment to do it. Love it. And Claire Scabler tells Cracker to show out her pussy. And I was like, Claire St. Bear.
Claire St. Bear, you naughty girl.
You naughty little thing, you.
It's so funny when Blair says stuff like that, and I'm like, I didn't know you knew those words. Who taught you?
Who taught you that? Who taught you? Wait, did that ever happen to you as a kid? I'll say it did not happen in my house because my mom was cussed like a sailor. But did anyone ever hit you with a, who taught you that?
My dad.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I got suspended because I called a substitute teacher a cunt. In my defense,
she was a cunt.
She was a white lady, and I knew that cunt would make her mad.
Uh-huh. Love
One.
It.
Two, she was being a cunt.
Yes.
So, and the way I said it, I was just like, I don't know what I did to you, but you are being so rude. You are being a cunt right now. And I don't know if you need like a drink or a walk or whatever. And she was like, go to the office. And I was like, is that what you need from me, so you stop being a cunt? And then she really didn't like that.
Ooh.
I said that as I was going out the door. She was like, get out.
And I
like,
love
whatever.
That.
You cunt. Won't be here when I'm back after my suspension. But you know who's coming back? Me, you cunt.
You are popping out of the box. Hallelujah. I'm back. I'm back in this school gig. I one time called my brother a dildo. I was really young. I must have been in fourth or fifth grade. I didn't know what dildo meant. You know what I mean?
That's funny.
I think I thought it was like dillweed or just like, I thought it just meant like you're like a dork. And I remember like calling him a dildo. And my sisters were like, what did you just say? I don't know. He's a dildo.
That's so funny.
I didn't know it meant a big old fake.
Yeah, he's a dildo.
Right?
I mean, what?
I didn't realize it meant big old fake cock you put in you for fun.
It's very funny.
I didn't know. Okay, so we're on the runway. RuPaul's on the runway in a burnt copper lilac. Color block fantasy.
It's so pretty.
I really like it. I think I like it. I also want to say, I forgot to say that last week's look. Oh, bless you. I loved her look last week of Do Go Chasing Waterfalls was really cool. And I forgot to shout it out on the pod. Yeah, this is sickening. I like the color blocking Luke.
Yeah. It's really pretty. The dress is pretty. The makeup is stunting. I like the colors together, like this burnt orangey, deep lavender, lilac-y color. Like, it's just pretty.
If I was selfish, I want more purple in her wig or a purple wig, but I'll calm down on that.
Then we get the clapback song.
Clapback.
Which is fun. It's a fun song.
It's a fun song. I'll say it's more fun than that slow edit of Super Queen.
She's a super queen. She's
a walking slowly, please.
And I do like that all the girls are involved in the number. It's fun.
I love it.
They feature our three finalists, our top three the most.
What
you
did
know,
you,
Obsky.
Obs. What'd you think of each of their performances?
I thought Juju did a really great job. Because I feel like we've never really seen Juju do like a lot of choreography.
True.
But it was great. She looks great. It top to bottom, I thought she did a really nice job.
Yeah.
What did you think?
The same. I thought she did great, but I did agree with that critique they gave of like, there was just that little bit of in the face, like, am I doing the right thing? Which is what I would be doing because I am not the naturalist dancer. And I agree when you put her next to Shay, who is like living in every moment. Jujubee did awesome, but you can feel her. What's the next step?
Yeah, and I thought Cracker did a really nice job.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun and I think Todrick did a really nice job of choreographing to the strengths of each girl.
I agree.
Like, I thought he did a really nice, and some people were like, well, Shay's choreography was harder, so it made her look better. And I was like, Cracker looked just as good as Shay in this, I think.
Uh-huh. I mean,
it didn't matter that it was not as hard. It was very Cracker, and she performed the fuck out of it.
Totally, totally. And I mean, that's what they're doing. They're trying to make everyone look the best. I did think Shay's mm-hmm. was perhaps the most impressive, but being given harder choreography means you have to rise to the occasion.
Yes, and it's an easier thing for you to fuck up because it's harder.
Yes, and if anyone was given anyone else's choreography, especially like when I think of if you swapped Cracker and Shay, it would look crazy. It would look yes. stupid.
Yeah, and I think Shay could maybe pull it off, but like not the other way around. Mm-hmm. And I think Juju could have made it more her thing. Own, I think.
Yes, I agree. That's it. Just like living yeah. it a little bit more, which is a tall order for something they probably mm-hmm. learned in a day and a half.
Yes. And I like the other queens on Psalms.
Oh.
I particularly liked Mariah looked incredible. I liked Angina's look a lot.
I liked Derek's Oops, I Did yeah. It Again kind of
yes,
look.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah. Everyone looks great. This number made me really happy. My girl Alexis Mateo looked good. Mm-hmm. I said Alexis is coming to snatch the crown, even though she's not been invited. I just love Alexis Mateo.
Me too.
But all of them look so good, and it was such a great number. I was so happy.
Yeah, I was super pleased with it. Yeah, it was a good ass time. And then
yeah.
we get... everyone gets to walk Final Runway, which love.
Wait, that's not a thing that's happened before, is it?
They did it in the UK.
Am I crazy?
They did it in the end of UK, which was pretty cute, where they're just like, everyone gets to walk Final Runway. But they've never done it on All Stars.
Because it was like, it's what, your best drag? Was that the runway theme?
Mm-hmm.
Or was there no
theme?
It was
called All Star Eleganza, which just means the best look.
I mean... This Carson's right. This was like one of the best runways I think in the history of the show.
Breathtaking.
Everyone looks so good.
Breathtaking.
We got Derek Barry in full, just frozen eleganza.
Just
it's such a pretty dress.
Ice Princess is not leaving the ball at midnight because she's not turning back into Cinderella. She's already her.
No, and then I love that her crown fucking fell off.
Oh, shit. I love the unique crown. This is the best Derek's ever looked on the runway, and that's cool to me.
I think so. Derek looks stunning. Angina looks so cute.
I love this.
She's wearing the hat from her... Entrance, I think, of season one, or...
It's either
her
it's either the first runway, or is it the first runway?
I can't remember what she said.
She said something.
It was from, but it was cute and historical.
This sort of feathered crocodile, and then this newsprint leather black bow.
Yes.
I love it.
It's very, very cute, very Angina. She bald. It's great.
Stunned.
Paris Milan, Balenciaga, a.k.a. Rome, Mariah Successful.
A.k.a. Mariah Not Carrie, a.k.a. Mariah's Glitter. I love her.
God, she's painted so beautifully. This wig, this dress.
Love
oh
it.
Oh my God, this dress.
She looks like a silver catfish.
She can literally wear a diaper on the runway, and I would love it.
And you would eat her
up? I would eat her the fuck up. I love her so much.
You love everything she does.
I really do. I do. I do. I do. I truly do. She is a vision. She is a dream.
I think I love this look. I love, not everyone can pull off the slicked back wig on the back of the head. And she does.
And she does it.
The
colors. She does it every time.
This purple silver scaled fantasy. She just looked like the gayest fish who just said, I'm going to be a human today and you can deal with it. I love it. Love it.
Mayhem, what a fucking treat.
Treat.
This is the best Mayhem has looked on the runway. This.
What is it? Like an orange?
Burnt orangey eleganza with a chain.
It's like a.
This is. Oh my God. It's so beautiful. It's so stunning.
It's
it is.
Good.
What a treat. It is. All I can
say
about it. It's
like an oversized, baggy balloon, like capped orange leather fantasy.
It reminds me of what women would wear to church.
Yes.
Like, not like Easter Sunday, but like on the Sunday they're trying to get a husband.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just
love it.
So stunning to me.
She says she references Zamunda coming to America a little bit.
Yes, 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 yes.
Love. Love. Mick Dowell's it's the like house black. Down.
She like looks. I love when black queens look like beautiful black women.
Yeah.
In a way where it's like, I can see a black woman wearing it.
It's in.
I just. Yes. She looks so. Her face is beautiful. This is my favorite Mayhem Miller look. This and the holiday sleigh where she did that black hooved look.
Oh,
that,
she was.
Those two are my favorite.
She was Krampus. Yeah, she was like Krampus, yes. The snow beast. Yes, that was unbelievable. Yes,
a versatile queen.
I love this so much. And I want to say, yes, you're right. It is so important for queens of color to embrace, or like when they do, it makes me so happy to embrace and elevate the beauty of queens of color. It's just...
It just reminds me that representation's important.
Yeah, and like, yeah, man, just like bringing greatness and reminding us that blackness has always been greatness is like really cool. Yeah.
Yes, especially I did a deep dive on... Do you know Shane Dawson?
Yes.
It's wild, yes. Mono.
I don't like
it. I watched...
It.
An hour-long expose by another YouTuber. And I didn't realize. I was like, how did this person get to have a career for so long?
Was it Jake Yancey? Was it a Jake Yancey original?
No. It's a young black YouTuber. I cannot remember his name, okay. Which is like rude. And I'm doing him a disservice. I should remember his name if I'm going to talk about him. Mm-hmm. But I didn't plan on talking about him.
I know.
But so like I didn't realize that this guy, Shane Dawson, was literally doing like minstrel shows on his channel. And I remember like reading something in 2014 that was like, blackface is on the rise on YouTube. And I was like, oh, it's because of this kid. Cause he got like YouTube famous in 2010. And then I was like, why does anybody work with him? What the fuck?
I hate it. And I'm so
He's
done.
Also like a pedophile. And also like jokes about fucking animals. Like he is a literal
disgusting.
Like, very bad person.
Disgusting.
And
these are the kind of people that represent our queer community. And honestly, if you are a YouTube...
I don't know if he's gay. Is he?
I thought he was a queen.
He is gay.
he is
gay. I knew one of his previous partners.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is...
Thank you, Mars.
We in the queer community are responsible for elevating voices, and you really need to be mindful of who you're elevating. We can't elevate this person anymore, and I don't want to hear any more videos of, that's not who I was. It's like, yes,
it's so
it is.
Funny, because I did watch this one video where it was like, that's not who I am, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, but this happened pretty recently.
Yeah.
So who are you now?
Yeah, no, YouTubers are not.
It's so wild.
That's not how evidence works. That's not how receipts work. That doesn't hold up in a court of law. You can't go into a court of law and say, that's not who I... When I stabbed Nicole Simpson, that's not who I am.
I mean...
Controversial.
I'm gonna use it if I ever get arrested. Truly, if I ever get arrested, I'm gonna be like, "Hey, guess what? That's not who I was."
No, you can plead
That's
insanity.
Not who I am now.
You gotta plead
insanity.
Oh,
he's bisexual. I just looked it up. If you look up his name, so much awful stuff comes up.
Stop. Okay, we
it's
gotta.
So wild.
We gotta get back
I'm
to
so,
this runway.
He's worth $12 million,
no.
And he looks like that.
No.
This is nuts. I'm dying. I mean, this is wild.
That says everything
Anywho.
About white privilege, that you can look like a fluffy, crusty Muppet and be worth $12 million.
Yeah. It's nuts.
Okay, who's next on the runways?
That is India Farah. She's got the titties out.
Jiggly titties.
Yes. This is a pretty outfit.
Yeah.
She really always comes to slay in a beautiful dress.
I want a different wig, but I love...
She's been doing a lot of the slick back looks.
I'm over the slick back. I love the dress, though. I like the jiggly titties. I like the color palette. I just think I would love something higher. I think something... An updo, just something.
Yeah, give us some volume.
We saw the slick back already. Give us something else.
Yeah, but that being said, I love the makeup. I love it. It's a really pretty dress.
It's really good. She's great at drag.
And then we have the winner of All Stars in my mind, Alexis Mateo.
Yes.
This is so pretty. Also, so usually stripes, I think it's called moiraying on camera.
Or more.
This didn't moiray a lot. It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
It's stunning.
I bet it looked better, even better in person, because I was like, this looks good. I bet it looks better in person. I did love it. And I thought this was a nice balance of her giving something fresh and something pageanty in a sense. I love her hair. She looked
it was
really good.
Very Alexis Mateo in a way where it's like, it's not surprising, but good Lord, she looks stunning.
Yeah.
Just a real treat for the eyes, a visual buffet, if you will.
Buffet.
Oh, no. You think all the buffets are worried about never coming back?
Yeah, I do think so. I think if you're a buffet heiress, you in danger, girl.
You better share. You better sell the stocks.
You sell. Get into you got to get into frozen meals or something.
Buffet heiress is very funny. So Blair St. Clair.
Wow.
I do fucking declare.
Wow.
This is stunning. Blair.
Wow.
Has some fucking looks. Like,
out of the girls that were not in the top three, she fully won this runway.
She was like, I will make it be known that I deserved my place in the competition.
Yes.
My God.
Unbelievable. My, just a chill shot up my asshole.
Yes.
Because this hybrid of dress and glammed pantsuit and hair crown was gag.
Beautiful.
Gag.
Yeah, the wig was stunning. The makeup looks great. The dressy dress is beautiful. The shoes are very like, who am I thinking of? Alexander McQueen?
Yes.
Those like armadillo ones that are encrusted.
She made Elsa look.
It's really just so.
She makes Elsa look like an ugly dog. I mean, this is so gorgeous. She is the new queen of Arendelle, because this is unbelievable. And now we have our top three.
Really pretty. Yes.
Yes.
And Jujubee.
Oh my God. The best she's ever looked in her whole life. Good time to look the best you've ever looked in your whole fucking life.
Yes.
This look.
It's so stunning.
Oh my gosh. She's
her makeup. The
contacts.
Headpiece. Everything. This orange sash.
Just
it's
dragging.
So pretty.
Oh my God.
God, what a fucking dream. Truly just incredible.
One of my top five drag looks history, period. This.
Yeah, yes. On the show, one of the best looks. So pretty.
Inspired by Hindi Buddha.
Pretty.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I really, really loved it.
I loved it. It was so fucking good. I love Jujubee so much.
And then Ms. Cracker, I love this.
Gorgeous.
Again, a beautiful headpiece.
A kokoshnik.
Like the yes. And then I sometimes like to think of the jokes I would say if I were a judge. And the joke for this is, my God, I love this. I just love having a pearl necklace on my soft pink. I don't think they'd air that.
And
but
the Oscar
the joke.
For best drag race comment goes to Nicole Byer.
It was really hard to make jokes about this runway in full because it was so good. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
It's just like, if I was in person, I would just truly all the audio from you would just be like, oh, whoa. Oh, yeah. Oh,
everyone.
It was just so pretty.
Everyone devastated. Yeah, like
Crackers. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Cracker. And she's doing a nod
Cracker's
to a Russian Jewish
was so
heritage.
Beautiful. The dress Unreal. Was beautiful. Just top to bottom.
Fucking believable.
Then we have Shay Coulee.
My God.
We should just change to Yay Coulee.
And the award. And the
so
Pulitzer
dumb.
Prize. it was unbelievable. Man, she's had so many sickening fashions this year. this giant pink baby doll. It's almost kind of a hanbok silhouette. It was just fucking crown her. This was just unbelievable.
Oh, it was so pretty. Her makeup, that bow, the hair.
Unreal. Oh, angels sorry. Getting their clits.
Sorry.
That's a never be sorry.
My allergies are acting up.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's just, it's really pretty and I really love it.
Unbelievable. And everything she has to say about her drag being a love letter to black women, fucking crown her.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I think everyone made a good case as to why they should be crowned.
Yes.
Yeah, I really loved it.
Shay,
it was fun. This, yeah.
Shay even said, I will pay you via PayPal $10,000 because I have to stay in this competition.
Mm-hmm.
That was really gaggy. Yeah, they all killed it. They're all so cute.
Yep. And then we get our final lip sync.
And they have lip sync outfits that are also stunt.
Yes, yes. Also, Shay is wearing a very similar wig to what Sasha Velour wore with the roses under. And I was
yes.
like, every moment of this competition for Shay has been thought out.
It has. I was kind of expecting her to shake out blue roses underneath. Mm. But maybe that
would've... I'm glad she didn't. Yeah. I'm very glad she didn't. I'm glad she won doing her own thing.
Right, right, right. That makes Which more was sense. Like,
I also thought out, like, this is Janelle Monáe's, like, persona in the musical world. Like, her first album, I think it's, like, Metropolitan. I don't remember the name. But, like, it's, like, a love... Like, she's a robot-y, machine-y thing.
Right.
That's, like, the arc of the album, if you will. And I thought it was really great of her to incorporate that into the lip sync.
Yeah, because roboting in a lip sync can it can really go one of two ways. It can kill you.
Yes.
Or it can bring you to life. Because Raven, speaking of, Raven goes robot-y in the All Stars 1 final lip sync. And I thought it was fucking great, but for whatever reason, it did not it did not gag Rue. Or Rue just decided Chad won. Well, and then, yeah, they did a great job. I kind of thought Jujubee kind of won this lip sync.
Really?
Like, I think it was her and Shay did amazing. But if it was just this lip sync, I just loved what Jujubee was doing. Jujubee did
interesting.
What she did so well, you know?
Yeah, I really thought Shay connected with the song, and that might just be because I've listened to a lot of Janelle Monáe.
Yeah.
But, I really thought she did she told a story.
Yeah.
She told Janelle's story, I thought, through the song.
Yeah.
But then I also thought Juju did a really great job. Also, I loved Juju's outfit. I loved Shay's outfit. I did not love...
Yeah.
I really didn't like Cracker's outfit. That was not for me.
It was a Fembot reference. So that was like a robot reference, but it was.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. But
interesting. I get it.
It was less appealing to the eye. And then there was powder inside her titties.
I think it was glitter, but I was like,
Huh. Yeah.
I feel like glitter for future queens. You can't see glitter on television.
Right.
Glitter might be a nice thing at like a club or in person, but like glitter just looks like bits of dandruff on television.
Yeah. You know, maybe she was taking some inspiration from her season 10 sister, Asia O'Hara. And she said, I'm going to have a reveal that does not pay off.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, the outfit was just a strange choice for me. I was like, this is the final lip sync.
Yeah. You're going to get a crown in this. And yeah. It didn't. Yes. It didn't scream, put a crown on my head.
No.
Yeah. I get it.
But for me, Shay won this hands down. And I think Juju was a very close second.
I live for that. Because, I mean, overall, I was like, yes, Shay's movements and specificity in the lip sync were jaw-dropping. And then we get our Tu Wong Fu reference. From Monáe and Trinity, because, you know, they tied like Tu Wong Fu, ha ha ha.
Yes.
And great, we have our top three, and now it's time to crown our new queen. And who mm-hmm. is it? Slay!
It's stomping down the runway. It's Alexis Mateo. Alexis Mateo is the winner of All Stars 5.
Yes! Sickening!
Oh, I can't believe that happened. And then as Alexis held the scepter, yes. she said, sickening, no? And then,
and then Rue said, up. Bam, my queen, bam.
Bam. And let the music play. I'm so proud.
I'm
of
so
Alexis
proud of Alexis.
Mateo, the winner of All Stars 5.
It was really fun when Tyra ran on the set with a bomb in her hand, and then security said, get her! That was a really exciting
and that's
moment.
That's our fantasy. But Shay Coulee, no, I'm Shay so Coulee. Proud of her. I really thought, you know, Shay was in another league the whole season, and I also think Juju did such a great job, but like, congratulations to Shay fucking Coulee!
Oh, congrats. You won after the first episode. We were so excited for you to win the whole time. I was scared that something would happen. I'm glad it did not. I'm glad our rightful queen won. I am so excited for her reign.
Yeah, I'm very, very jazzed. I'm glad. I'm so happy she won.
Watching her win, her reaction video watching her win online was also so cute.
Yes. It was wonderful. This season of All Stars was a real treat. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm, me too. And we want you guys to stick around because next week we're hopping right into the middle of Canada's Drag Race.
And I can't wait.
Yeah, we're all pumped. It is its own it is its own beast. And we're going to do we'll just do a quick run through at the top of next week. And it's kind of fun to watch a season with no expectations attached to it.
Hmm. I will say I have seen some of it.
Me too.
Jimbo is a Jimbo is my front runner. I fucking love Jimbo.
Me too.
I've never laughed harder at and with a queen. She's so funny.
Love Jimbo. I'm loving the lip syncs that have been popping up. Really a lot of talented queens. Jimbo is a real fan favorite. And people like Boa are surprising me. These queens are surprising me. We want to thank you guys for giving us little reviews on Apple Podcasts. Keep them up. They help us keep going. Like this lovely review from Jules says, the best and only podcast on RuPaul's Drag Race. It's the only podcast, so I would love it regardless, but they really kill it. Thank you, Jules.
Yay!
Nicole, what do you want to plug?
I got a book out. It's called #VeryFatVeryBrave.
It's unbelievable.
You can get it from a Black-owned bookstore or like, Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm, that's like nice.
SO1 Books.
Yes, please. I've got a list in my bio of Black-owned bookstores. Also, I have other podcasts, Why Won't You Date Me? Also on HeadGum, Best Friends with Sashir Zameda, Newcomers, also on HeadGum with Lauren Lapkus. We are going to start watching Lord of the Rings.
Ew. Ew.
And then I have a podcast about 90 Day Fiancé called 90 Day Bay. It's on Patreon. I love talking and... And I'm tired. Mono, where can people find you?
Yes. Follow us at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram. Follow me at my name, Mono Agapian, on Instagram and Twitter. Listen to me and Betsy's Patreon podcast called We Love Trash. We talk about all the lovely things trash in the world, and it's a good ass time. And that's it. Until next time.
Yeah.
we got a glory hole to make. Come on, let's go, girl.
Yes, to Pier 1.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.